You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Maz Taylor. Music from the group Out of Into. From their recently released album Motion, Volume 2, we heard Familiar Root, and the group brings together label mates from Blue Note, pianist Gerald Clayton, who wrote the tune, alto saxophonist Emmanuel Wilkins, vibraphonist Joel Ross, bassist Matt Brewer, and drummer Kendrick Scott. Music out of the west coast of Canada before that, from veteran guitarist Bill Kuhn, a solo project off Cellar Live Records called Standard Elegance. We heard East of the Sun. An album looking at the compositions of Ron Reeder before that, from the album Dia Precisio, we heard the track Fun Day, a track that featured some solo work from guitarist Claudio Ragazzi, pianist Alan Mallette, and tenor player Mike Tucker, music out of the Boston jazz scene. And the set started with music recorded here in Montreal, singer Marie-Soleil Lambert, working with pianist Sam Fortin, guitarist Locke Martin, flautist Andelina Steinmetz, bassist Sean Burke, and drummer Locke de Sablon, from the album Anastasia. We heard the track Dark Red.
Thank you. slipping beneath the state of mind, searching in silence without sign, free falling with no sense of flight. Where are you? Where are you?
Thank you. upper note. The massive Andean condor doesn't fly. It sails the wind. With wings that stretch more than 10 feet across, they glide for hours without flapping above the Andes Mountains from Colombia to Argentina. Because they are so heavy, up to 33 pounds, condors save their energy by riding the thermals rising off the cliffs and mountains, a black silhouette drifting across the clouds, with a white collar and white feathers on top of their wings. In the mythology of the Incas, the condor was a sacred creature who carried messages between the heavens and earth. But the Andean condor is more than a symbol. As scavengers, they play a vital ecological role, cleaning up the landscape and preventing the spread of disease. Like many vultures, condors don't always get the gratitude they deserve, and their populations are declining. Indian condors don't reproduce until they're at least 6 years old and raise just one chick every 2 years. So when lead poisoning or habitat loss strikes, recovery is painfully slow. Still, the Indian condor persists, thanks to conservation efforts across South America, where several countries have adopted this majestic raptor as their national emblem, including Bolivia, Chile, Colombia, and Ecuador. They may not dazzle with color or song, but their